The word today is humble. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Years ago, there was a country song that started with the line, "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way." Well, pride is the feeling that we're better than we really are. Pride comes before a fall, and sometimes the Lord has to humble us so that we won't sin against Him. We all need to learn humility from our Savior, Jesus. Here with more on this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Humble.
All humans struggle with sin. The question is whether or not we will admit it. Some individuals are in denial of their need for repentance, and they attempt to continue in their sin and continue developing their wickedness. And God is not pleased about that. He can humble us very quickly. The Christian admits their sin, knows they need to repent of it, and struggles and fights against habitual sin. Everyone has habitual sins, and the question is, will you fight against it or are you going to give in to it? We're going to talk about the sin of pride today and about the fact that just like other sins, we need to put it to death. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature," that is the sinful human nature. And pride is one of those sins that leads to so many other things that are unholy and ungodly. I'd like to share with you a summary statement from a Babylonian king named Nebuchadnezzar, and it's found in the Old Testament book of Daniel in chapter 4, starting at verse 37. It's the last verse of the chapter. It's a personal statement from this Babylonian king. "Now, I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of heaven, because everything he does is right and all his ways are just. And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble." That's quite a change of opinion from this Babylonian king from when he is first introduced at the beginning of the book of Daniel. This took place during what we call the Babylonian captivity, somewhere around 550 BC. The Jews were taken captive after the fall of Jerusalem to the Babylonians, and there they languished, and it's in this book that the accounts of Daniel and the three men in the fiery furnace, as it is known. These things took place in Babylon. The king of Babylon was named Nebuchadnezzar, and he was a very arrogant man. He was treated like a deity. He lived in splendor and great wealth and power, and he had a big opinion of himself. He had erected a huge statue, a gold statue, and was going to force everyone to bow down to it in order to pay homage to him. Well, God had a few ways of humbling this king, and one of the ways he did so was by visiting King Nebuchadnezzar with temporary insanity. God had declared that he was going to do this to him, and sure enough, he struck the king with this. And Nebuchadnezzar, for a period of time, was unclean, didn't bathe himself, ate grass like an animal. His mind was shot until he looked up to heaven to acknowledge the true king, the Lord of heaven and earth. This is the God of the Old Testament, and in the New Testament, we know him as God the Father, part of the Holy Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Nebuchadnezzar was taught a tough lesson about the fact that he had to humble himself. Pride is a habitual sin. It's something that an individual practices. It's something that they decide they're going to do. They're going to elevate themselves. They're going to deny God. They're going to put themselves forward instead of trying to lift others up. Humans have no limit to the amount of arrogance that they might have. They also have no limit to the amount of impulsiveness that they can demonstrate, or the amount of wickedness that fills their hearts. This is why individuals habitually repeat sin, and this is why it needs to be battled and fought against, especially the sin of pride. Nebuchadnezzar teaches us that we have to guard ourselves against an opinion that elevates ourselves beyond others and beyond God. We recognize that God is the creator. He is the one who gives power, and he can take power away. I'm reminded of Jesus when he's standing before Pontius Pilate, the governor, who figured that he was going to sentence Jesus and judge Jesus. And Pilate says, "Don't you realize I have the power to free you or to crucify you?" And Jesus says, "You would have no power at all unless it was given to you from above." We need to keep that in mind so that we don't start getting arrogant and full of ourselves. Pride is really treacherous. It can destroy our lives, so we have to watch out and repent of it in order to stay humble. We are to reflect on God's glory, not our own. We certainly don't want to be thinking that we're something great when we are not. There are strengths that people have that can lead them into pride and arrogance. This is one of the dangers of sin. Samson was too proud of his strength, even though it was a gift from the Lord. Solomon started to feel too proud of his intellect that the Lord had given him. David felt very self-confident in his integrity and uprightness, but then he fell and committed great sins. Mary, the mother of Jesus, started to think that she was going to direct Jesus' agenda, and Jesus has to put her in place, saying, "Woman, my time has not yet come." Martha was too worried about hospitality and about how she would be perceived by the company. And Jesus points out that her sister Mary had chosen the better thing, to sit at Jesus' feet and to listen, instead of worrying about impressing others. And Nebuchadnezzar had great political and military wealth, but he was also humbled. Just a month or two ago, I was talking with another Christian man, and he told me a very good phrase that I think applies. He said that he prays, "In my weakness, make me strong. In my strength, make me humble." What an excellent prayer for us to pray. God would bless us if he strengthen us where we're weak and humbles us where we're strong, so that we don't get proud and step into habitual sin. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 and 6 say this: "Clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, so that in due time he may exalt you," or lift you up. There's a very interesting phrase here, and it says, "Clothe yourselves with humility." When you get up in the morning, you choose what you will wear. You will clothe yourself with whatever attire you select. Here it's saying, one of the attitudes and mindsets that we should determine to put on is humility toward one another. In other words, keeping in mind that the Lord is king, the Lord is sovereign. We are his creature. We are not better than anyone else, and we're not worse than anyone else. I remember my father, Pastor Paul, who is now with the Lord about 3 years, and I'm looking forward to seeing him in eternal life. And I remember that he would teach us something that he was taught as a boy. His mother would tell him, "Paul, remember, you're no better and you're no worse than anyone else." What does that mean? We're all sinners. We're all failing at one point or another against God's holy will. But we don't have any cause to look at ourselves as inherently worse than everybody else. God loves us. He's provided a redeemer for us. Everyone is made in the image of God and should be able to feel esteem and self-worth because of it. We want to guard, though, against starting to get proud and arrogant about our strength or about our intellect or about our wealth or about our position. One of the great ways that we can guard against pride is to practice consideration of others, as Peter had said, humility toward one another. One of the ways we can do this is by giving boasting a rest, not trying to brag about ourselves, but instead thinking about how we can encourage and uplift others, and also purposefully practicing humility and consideration of other people. Our motivation should be to become like Jesus, who humbled himself and suffered even death on a cross so that we could be redeemed. It's a good lesson we're learning from Nebuchadnezzar. He put himself forward and God humbled him. Please think about God as your ultimate king, your Lord, and you are his servant. Humble yourself and think about lifting up other people. Let's not put ourselves forward. Let's help others progress forward. And think about Jesus, who loved us so much that he gave his life that we could live with him for eternity. So let's stay humble and give the glory and the honor to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.